Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ted Anderson as we look at what's going on economically in our country. And certainly we know that the bankruptcy of individuals is rising. We know that the home foreclosures is rising. We're told it's wonderful news. It's not that any new jobs are being created, but less people are losing their jobs than had been before, and we only have about 9.4% unemployment in America today. Isn't that great? Because we thought it could be a lot worse than that, and of course, the truth of the matter is things are not getting better, but they're doing everything they can to convince us that they're getting better, and certainly we're running up tremendous fabulous amounts of debt in this country, and foreign nations are not buying this any longer. The Federal Reserve System having to monetize the debt. They bought some $600 billion worth of agency debt, or $500 billion of agency debt, and $300 billion of treasury debt. Getting pretty close to $800 or $900 billion of money that they've sent to bonds they begin to monetize. And as they begin creating more and more new money, this is eventually going to lead to an inflationary spiral. Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow because we've lost so much money from the whole system. But down the line, this is highly inflationary. Other countries know that. Other countries are worried about the survivability of the American dollar. But most Americans aren't. What are your thoughts on it, Ted?
Well, I can tell you, you're kind of putting the pin right on the tail of the donkey. That's the problem right now. We just have way too much debt. I mean, Geithner went over to China to try to get them to buy more U.S. treasuries, and they laughed at him. I mean, we're just not a respectable saving country anymore that is worthy of the credit that we demand. I don't know how else to say it. We're more of a credit junkie that has, been fed insulin for so long. We just, you know, we're hemorrhaging because we're not getting what we need. You know, that fix. Nobody can live credibly like that. And President Obama's speech, you know, talking about, how he's happy that only 300,000 some jobs have been lost this last month rather than 700,000 jobs. I mean, come on. I mean, Jim filing bankruptcy and everything that's been occurring. I mean, I keep thinking, I'm on the air with you once a month, and every single month there's just a whole long line, a big pile of things that happen. And one of the things that's happening that is very good is that H.R. 1201, it looks like it's going to pass to the point now that the Federal Reserve System is hiring a PR agent to try to bring their image back up so the public doesn't want to get rid of them, you know, because there's just so many congressmen that have jumped on this bill. I think that's just great. I think that's the biggest news that's happened to the freedom movement, since I can remember. Of course, you've been around a lot longer than I have, but Ron Paul, they used to ignore him, and he was just this Dr. No and, you know, crazy man that had these ridiculous ideas, and now all of a sudden the public are saying, hey, you know, you better support that. John Klein, my guy here, who actually voted for TARP, is one of the guys that signed on to this. I can't even believe that he did. You know, it's just like finally there's some momentum for what's right in this country rather than trying to sell everything so short as they have been.
Well, you know, Ted, one of the big problems we have is that the American people don't know history. There's nothing new under the sun. This is exactly what happened back in the 1830s when Andrew Jackson had a battle with the Second Bank of the United States. And he talked at that time. I mean, here you had a privately owned central bank with certainly part of it owned by Europe. Nobody knew how much was owned of it. But they were controlling the economy. They controlled the newspapers at that time. He gave a talk in 1833 to his cabinet, pointing out that the newspapers at that time were largely controlled by the bank. And these bankers, were making all sorts of money, and they were making credit readily available and encouraged people to go into debt. But, of course, he stood against them. He felt that what they were doing was going to destroy the country. And when the people stood behind him, despite the fact that all of the intelligentsia and the elite were behind the central bank and the easy money policies, the bank then set out to retaliate against the people, and they contracted the supply of credit, and you saw whole cities and communities. He talks about that in his farewell address. Everybody needs to read that address. It's included in our syllabus on the financial Armageddon. You need to understand what Andrew Jackson was talking about. He laid it all out in his farewell address. You go into Google and you type in Andrew Jackson's farewell address and just put in, and you'll go to the Google page, and at the top of the page is an abridged version of the address. And they've left out everything Andrew Jackson said about the bank. How could you possibly do that? That was what defined his presidency. Well, that is left out because they don't want the American people to know history. You go down the page, you can get it. You can get it from us. Andrew Jackson's farewell address is describing exactly what's happening today as the bank set out to destroy the nation, and they did a pretty good job of it. But the people stood behind Andrew Jackson, and he bought our people 80 years of freedom.
Sure did. It's too bad that, like you say, wisdom gets lost through time. If the people from Andrew Jackson's time seen what was going on in 1913, they would have stood up and fought against it. But that's the problem. I mean, people need to continually be educated as to what a central bank can do to a nation. You're talking about the control of the press, and it just goes right on down the road. I mean, many wars are fought, won, and lost over an agenda that has been drafted by central bankers. You know, it's all about business and how they can lace their pockets more heavily. I mean, us as a nation, as we go further into debt, everybody knows that they would like to see the national debt be reduced because it means less taxes and less cost to the taxpayer. But on the other side of that, when you look at a balance sheet, there is the lender and there's the lendee. And we're the ones that are having to pay that loan. But the other side of it is the person that's lending it to them. They're collecting that as interest and making huge profits by it. And so as we become more on the hook, they become more wealthy. And it's an inescapable process. It becomes a larger and a larger burden to the taxpayers, where the elite continue to get more and more powerful and more wealthy, and we have to answer to the beat of their drum. That's not the way that the Constitution has been laid out for this country. It's not the design for the United States of America to be in the shackles of the shadow of some central bank like this.
And if really what people don't understand is that Thomas Jefferson, I mean, you go back and read what he wrote about the central bank. He was concerned about the central bank, because he knew it was designed to enrich a small group of people at the expense of the masses. I have a letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House back in November of 1933, where he said, you know, as you and I know, and the essence of the matter is that financial elements at the larger centers have owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. And then he went on to say, and we're going to see that same battle between Andrew Jackson and the banks being fought out today, only on a much larger scale. That was 1933, when Roosevelt was acknowledging that the same battle was going on in 1933 that had gone in 1833. And ladies and gentlemen, it's 80 years later, and that same battle is going on today. Only we don't have an Andrew Jackson. We've got Ron Paul, but he doesn't have the the following that Andrew Jackson has. Let's hope and pray that he does. And I certainly agree with you, Ted. It's vitally important we get that legislation through. Let's talk about that when we get back. The legislation which would require an independent audit of the Fed. You can't trust the bankers to audit themselves, and that's what they've been doing. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Anderson. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to join in the conversation, the number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. 5791. But, Ted, what again is the number of the House resolution?
I think it's H.R. 1207. I should go grab it. I'll grab it out of my notes here at the bottom of the hour, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
All right. It seems to me that it is, too. And Chris, could you explain to our listeners why this is important? Because you go to the Federal Reserve's website, and they'll tell you that they are regularly audited. They just don't tell you who does the audit.
That's right. And the thing about it is, I mean, the main thing is that they have this blanket of secrecy where they can decide whether they're going to raise interest rates or lower interest rates. There's a committee meeting, there's a board of directors that get together and basically decide our future, our fate, the where the value of our currency is going to go, where the economy is going to, whether if it's going to go, it'd be better for us or worse for us. You know, that they make these decisions based upon their own, you know, their own needs, you know, basically not the needs of the nation, but their own needs. If they were smart, I mean, if we were smart, we'd insist upon a free market, where the market decides where the interest rates are going to go, and you don't get this puffed up economy and then in a collapse. But the big spenders out there in Washington they just want to be able to have this refuge to go to and be able to pass any bill that they want, and if the Treasury can't cover it, no big deal. We just go to the Fed and have the Fed finance the debt through the Open Market Committee. And we need to have that audit. We need to know what's going on. If we can bring transparency to the Federal Reserve System, I'm sure that the people are going to insist upon something more strong. It's about education. I mean, the people need to know what the Fed is. I mean, there was so long here that, you know, you'd say the Fed isn't a branch of the United States government, or that it's a privately held bank, and people look at you like you should be wearing a tin hat, you know. It's now at least gotten to the point now where people understand that part of the process. If they understand the whole thing that's going on behind the closed doors over there, I'm sure that people would insist upon constitutional money here in the United States.
Well, I think that people really don't understand what a central bank is. It is the organization that really controls the government. I mean, we have elected representatives, but they don't determine the financial policies of our government, and the people who control the financial policies control what happens to our nation. It's sort of like in your family. Whoever controls the money, your wife controls the money. She's going to depend to determine what you're going to buy and what you're going to go on a vacation. You don't have any money, you can't go on a vacation. Those who control the money control really what's going to happen, and they control the money here. And ordinarily with a banking system, they have such a thing as credit. It's not money. It is fictitious money. It's fiat, a concept made out of absolutely nothing, where they can actually issue 10 times the amount of credit as the amount of money they have deposit in the bank. That's what's known as fractional reserve banking. The trouble is that these greedy people, well, I don't believe they're greedy. I believe they intentionally wanted to wreck our system, actually allowed some of the major banks to issue 40 times as much money as they actually, or credit, as they actually had on deposit. People don't understand what that did. It produced tremendous prosperity. I mean, all this money and credit that's out there, and this is why the stock market was going up and prices of houses were going up and everything was going up. But of course, it was all an illusion. There was nothing behind it. And then, of course, when they began to restrict the availability of credit, they did to the American people in the year 2007 and 2008 and 2009 exactly what the banks did to the American people back in 1834 and 1835 and 1836. And you'll see destitute cities, and it's always related to the banking then. It's related to the banks now. And that's why General Motors and Chrysler and so many of our major corporations are going bankrupt. And there's not one person in 1,000 who understands that this was done by central bank policies, and they did this on purpose. They knew what they were doing.
No, they knew what they were doing, but, you know, I also believe that the people of the United States, they get dependent upon this. You know, they always think that there's going to be prosperity for all, and they expect this. And I do believe that the central banks take advantage of the fact that the people want the credit easy. I mean, everybody wants to be able to walk in and get that car loan and not have to be credit worthy to get it. You know, I mean, it, It's just the way that the people are. But if you actually have a system where you know this fractional reserve banking, you know, maybe you'll always have fractional reserve banking. It has been occurring since the beginning of, you know, people depositing their gold in repositories, and as soon as the depositories started lending their gold, that's when it all started. I don't know how to get away from that. I think you're always going to have that business, but at least if you have a currency that's based upon something that people have to actually go into the ground, dig it up, and labor for it, and not have to go into debt to get it. That's going to allow the United States to actually have something without having to go into debt to get it. You know, if you think about it, in order to have currency here in the United States of America, in order to have money for commerce, we have to go in and we have to actually borrow it. We have to lend it from a central bank. Well, then that means we have to service that debt. That means the more prosperous we become, the more on the hook we become to pay off this debt. It gets bigger as the economy grows. You know, it's just a losing situation. You can't get out from underneath a fiat system that's controlled by a central bank. You can't do it that way. I mean, the United States has to have, in order to be prosperous in the long run, it has to be, you know, based upon something that people labor for. And it just happens to be that gold and silver has been one of the most stable forms of currency going all the way back to the Egyptian time. And I don't know, maybe there's something else out there. Maybe it could be copper. But I just, you know, we need to get away from a system for which we have to borrow in order to have something, in order to have prosperity. And you know, we're just in a system right now that you know, it encourages the increase in growth of debt. And I know that you understand it, Dr. Stan. I understand it. I am so impassioned by this that I can hardly even speak about it. We just need to end the Federal Reserve System. We need to get back to constitutional money here.
Well, we have to have something solid behind the money. What is the advantage of gold and silver? They require discipline on the part of the banking agencies so they cannot issue, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 times the amount of credit that they actually have behind that. And so basically, gold is like an anchor for the financial system. And that's why the bankers hate it. And those people want to rule us hate it. They wanted to be able to create this artificial prosperity. And believe me, with all this money that's out there, they've used that money and they're buying up gold and silver and commodities and property throughout the world. And eventually, of course, they're going to leave the American people holding worthless banknotes. There's nothing behind those banknotes. There's no gold behind them. There's no silver behind them. The value of the dollar is falling. And one day the American people will become impoverished. And not only the American people, but they've designed this so the whole world financial system is collapsing simultaneously. Our number, 1-800-259-5791. Why do they want the whole world financial system to collapse? Because they want to create chaos. And at the other end will be a new international order, a new financial order.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Anderson. And Ted, before we go on, would you like to get your telephone number out or put out some sort of a let people know about what you do?
Let them know about that I do sell gold and silver. yeah, as a matter of fact, we do. One of the demanded coins that we have right now is the Lakota silver coin. It's a silver coin that is being issued by the Lakota Bank, which is part of the Lakota Nation Indian tribe. And it's at $21.72. They put $50 on there. And the way I put it on my website is it resembles more of what we, you know, of the mandate for constitutional money than the Federal Reserve note. And a lot of people are just buying them for that reason. But they do have a $50 value on it. I just think it's smart to be getting in gold and silver altogether. They're $21.72, which is quite a discount. If you take a look on eBay, most of the people are trading them for between $30 and $50. So it's a real good buy. And then we also have the British Sovereigns and the Francs and the U.S. Eagles, and we have a whole long line of different gold and silver coins that we carry. Usually I'm trying to buy in when the market drops a little bit, and then I hold my prices when the market goes back up again. Lately I've been able to do that. I've got some things. So if you want to call 800-686-2237, if you're interested in precious metals, you can ask any one of our brokers. They'll be happy to help you out with whatever it is that you'd like. If you're interested in the Lakota coin, that's great. We'll get those to you as well.
How much silver is in the Lakota form?
1 ounce. It's a 1 ounce coin. It's also proof. And we have a picture of it up on our website at MidasResources.com if you'd like to see what it looks like.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment about what we're talking about, 1-800-259-5791. But certainly in times like this, you need an anchor for your currency, and that is what gold is. It keeps them from destroying the value of it as they're doing today. And, of course, we've got these phenomenal amounts of debt and agency debt, and they're simply churning out more and more paper money. And every time they start churning out paper money, or simply just the credit, because they don't even have to print it now, they can just make an electronic energy, it destroys just a little bit more of the value of the currency that people are holding. And they don't understand that eventually this destroys the value of their bonds and of their stocks and of their annuities and of their insurance policies. And sure, you might have $1 million in insurance, but that $1 million might not buy a hamburger. And people say that could never happen in America. And I'd like to ask, why not? If God's just, he's going to bring his justice on this country.
Well, I tell you what it looks like to me, and as long as we continue to compound debt like we are and we try to solve our problems by this TARP money and all these different bailouts, I mean, that's what Obama's speech was about today, is getting more bailout money to the people. We're going to look like that little kid sitting on the step with the Weimar Republic notes thrown out into the street and he's playing with them. I mean, that's what I think we look forward to here in the United States because of compounding interest and compounding debt. If you solve your problems, your debt problems, by going into debt further, you're going to have bigger debt problems, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like this snowball rolling down the hill. It'll consume us. I'm not kidding about that. I'm serious. The United States dollar will be doomed if we continue down the path we are today.
But I think people have to really understand that Obama is simply a figurehead. He's a very attractive, very charismatic, very articulate individual. People like to make fun of him. He can't talk without a teleprompter. I don't believe that. I think that he's got a real gift for articulation. But the difficulty, he's doing what he's told to do by the people who put him in positions of power. And, of course, who are his three major financial advisors? Larry Summers, and he was one of the architects of everything going on. He was Bill Clinton's Secretary of the Treasury when they did away with the Glass-Steagall Act back in 1999. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers. Chief advisor, of course, is Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker is the member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, leader, the director of the Group of 30, and, of course, Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, and he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, and the Group of 30. They're all part of the little club, and they all tie in. You go in the Trilateral Commission, who's there? Why, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, all the big international banks, and there's only 87 people in the Americans in this group, and yet they're the ones who are pulling the strings now. The central banks are controlling our country. Until people understand that, it really doesn't make any sense what's going on, because no logical person would be, you know, suddenly digging a hole, getting into a hole and because you're in debt, and then trying to get out of the hole by digging it deeper. But that's exactly what we're doing.
It is. It's just exactly what we're doing. That's why I say, I mean, if we continue to pour debt on top of the debt that we have, the value of the currency is doomed. I mean, if the United States can somehow turn that around, you know, we'll be okay. But the people and the politicians just insist upon more debt in order to solve problems. Let's not feel the pain. Anything you can do to stop the pain, and it means putting more money into the system. I mean, you can't print your way out of a problem. What do you think is going to happen to the money that you work so hard to earn? If they're turning on a printing press and having that new inflated money come out and compete with what you're trying to buy, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And unfortunately, the United States people are most of them are still dumb enough to think that it works, and it don't. And it's not going to work for us. It hasn't worked for any other nation. Many nations have been lost because of their inflationary policies, going right back to the Roman Empire. You know, you want to destroy a nation, start defacing its currency, go to a fiat system, and then turn on the printing press. We'll lose the United States of America if we don't do something to change this.
Amen to that. Well, do we have a caller? Is there a caller on the line? Who's the caller? Hi, Bob in Tennessee. How are you doing?
Real good, Doc. Thank you.
Yeah. You have a question or comment?
Well, I've got a question for Ted there. On the Lakota rounds, do you have those in stock for immediate shipment, or
I have 5,000 of them coming. Boy, they should be here within a couple of days. I ordered another 10,000 today. It's hard to keep enough stock. I think we're shipping right now. It's taking 5 days for us to get them out. Most of the time, I'm ahead of the curve on it. But this one here happens to be so popular that they have to make them. You know, they're manufacturing them and then they're shipping them to me as fast as I can get them. But yeah, I should have enough stock to ship pretty quickly for you.
Well, here's what the deal is. I placed an order for a roll of those Lakota rounds.
Yeah.
With one of your brokers.
Yeah.
And that was on the 8th of May.
Okay.
I sent the check out before I, got the invoice. I put the order number on the check. And here it is. And my bank says you cashed my check on the 13th of May.
And in June.
I haven't gotten nothing yet.
Which is about 2 weeks. I tell you what, if you can do this, if you can call, you'll have to call the receptionist at Extension 100 and let them know that you're the one that talked to me on the Stan Monteith show. I should have, if they haven't been shipped already, I know I do have this next shipment of 5,000 coming in. My biggest problem is the process and the creating of the coins. It takes, I place an order for those coins. It takes me somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks for me to get them after I paid for them. And so I'm trying to buy them ahead of time, but I'm misjudging this last, like for instance, this last couple weeks here, silver went from $13 an ounce, 12 something, to about $15 an ounce. And I couldn't believe the demand that I had for these things. I sold a lot more than I had, So most of the brokers are letting them know, hey, we're doing as quick, getting them as quickly as we can. I think that's probably this next order, 5,000, will be earmarked for you.
Well, we hope so. Anyhow, other than that, I really appreciate what you and Dr. Stan and the Genesis and Alex Jones and everybody else is doing to save this depraved country here.
Call Kathy at Extension 100. Let her know that you're the guy, and I'll look your order up myself personally, okay?
Very good.
Okay, and against the density, that's 877-996-4327, Extension 100. 877.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hawkins will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old, beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Dr. Stan here, and right now we've of course got Ted Anderson as our guest for this hour. And we've got Rob calling us from Oklahoma. Again, our number, 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
That's Ralph. Yeah, Dr.
Oh, Ralph, go ahead, okay?
Okay, my question was, in 1933 when they confiscated gold?
33.
Yeah. Okay, what did they offer for the purchase price of what they confiscated?
Is it $22.33 an ounce? Somewhere right
22.
In there. Yeah.
Okay. As I read the coinage act in the book you know all about, I'm real sure, the coin book there, what started in, 1947?
Red book? By Harris Yeoman?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in 1782, they came up with the coinage act, and the best I can understand it, I haven't looked at it in a while, but the ratio was about 1 to 20. On gold to silver.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so they were offering just a few dollars over that exchange rate of 1782. What if they do that again and they fall back on that coinage act? What would that make it if?
Well, that is obviously the million-dollar question. I mean, why does the U.S. Eagle have a $50 face value on it when it's an ounce of gold, when the legal set price for gold is $42.22?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, Franklin Mint had a lawsuit for TWA because they lost the gold in transit, and in that process, the settlement was made that the Supreme Court ruled that Franklin Mint would get $42.22 an ounce for their gold right around 1980 when gold was pretty close to 800.
Right.
It's definitely very vague. At the same time, when Franklin D. Roosevelt confiscated gold in 1933, in 1926, just a few short years before he confiscated gold, they made a collector coin called the sesquicentennial coin in 1926, and they couldn't take that coin for its face value because the U.S. Mint just sold it as a commemorative collector coin just a few years earlier. Under Section 2B of the Executive Order of 1933, there was an exclusion for coins that had a value to rare, you know, rare coins, value to collectors.
Right.
It was the eminent domain clause under which reads, nor shall private property be taken by the government for public use without just compensation. What they did is they confiscated the gold that they knew they could pay just the spot price for, but they excluded the coins that they'd have to pay a premium for. You know, honestly, I don't trust the government as far as I can throw them, but I certainly know that I don't trust them with my paper currency.
Yeah, that was pretty much my thought there, that they would use that coinage act, 1782, if and when it would behoove them.
They you know, again, I don't trust them, but I know if I have my money tied up in Federal Reserve notes, they don't even have to show up at my door to confiscate my wealth. All they have to do is turn on a printing press.
Oh, right. They can electronically wipe it out.
Well, let me just say, diversify. Have some in rare gold coins and then in bullion gold coins. Have some in silver, in rare silver coins and in, you know, in just bulk silver coins. And some of them that certainly are not coins at all, but medallions. I mean, there are all sorts of alternative sources of silver coinage. Diversify. Those are the three rules of investing today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Campbell.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Ralph calling us from Oklahoma, and we're just about out of time. You got about two.